Hollywood is on the air. Capital of the world, comes the first radio preview of one of the season's newest motion pictures, Paramount's Sing You Sinners. And the whole cast is with us on this program. Bing Crosby, Fred McMurray, Elizabeth Patterson, Ellen Drew, and little Donald O'Connor. But more later about the two last names. First, let's hear one of the new songs from Sing You Sinners. The unusual singing trio of Bing, Fred, and 11-year-old Donald O'Connor bring us Laugh and Call It Love. Donald has the high voice, Fred the low voice, and Bing bounces around in between.
Why that sigh? Who has upset you? Don't let it get you. Simply laugh and call it love. Hearts don't break. That's just a rumor. Where is your humor? Can't you laugh and call it love? You'll see where a big affair can soon be very small. The first 100 tears are the hardest of all. You forget, oh, and there'll be new ones.
And haven't you?
So just laugh and call it love. You'll see where a big affair can soon be very small. The first 100 tears are the hardest of all. You forget and let, and there'll be new ones, and haven't you one? So just laugh and call it a little thing of love.
One of the most successful production combinations in motion pictures today is that of director Wesley Ruggles and writer Claude Binion. Together they have been responsible for I Met Him in Paris and more recently True Confession. A few months ago, they completed one of the outstanding scripts of the new movie season, Sing You Sinners, a warm, loving story about an American family, the Beebes, that every American will recognize as his own. And now let me introduce you to the Beebe family. There's Mother Beebe, played by Elizabeth Patterson, Dave Beebe, played by Fred McMurray, Joe Beebe, played by Bing Crosby, and Mike Beebe, played by a newcomer to motion pictures, Donald O'Connor. An imp of Satan who will walk into your heart and stay there. The Beebe family is about to gather at the family board for the dinner hour. The boys are late, as usual. Here they are.
Sit down. Well, the whole dinner dries up and blows away. If we don't get a little more order around here, I'll never cook another bite, so help me, not another bite. Someday you night owls will come home and find me lying on a chaise lounge eating chocolate.
Saw you driving Martha home today, not saying a word. And you were driving along as stiff as a poker.
You keep your yap shut about Martha.
What's the matter with you? All I keep saying is, why don't you marry the gal?
You know darn well why I don't marry Martha. Because you haven't got enough vinegar to pitch in and help keep this family going.
Listen, can I help it if there's nothing in this burg for a guy with ideas?
What ideas? Outsmarting some chump in the pool hall for a couple of bucks or swapping the shirt off your back for a brass doorknob?
All right, go ahead. Razz me all you want about swapping. But you can't show me a big man in this country today who didn't get where he is by swapping something for... for something.
Or something.
Dave, you shouldn't re into Joe that way. Why don't you go ahead and do what he tells you?
But what I...
Let's quit talking about it.
Well, I'm only trying to tell you what I did this afternoon.
What?
Well, I got us a job singing at a dance at Pleasanton.
Singing?
Mm-hmm. Is that the only kind of job you can get? One where you have to drag Mike and me in on it?
My own brother.
Well, look. I work in the garage, see? I've got a decent job and I like it. And if you expect me to spend my nights yapping about violets and moonlight and blowing my lungs out while a bunch of screwballs bounce around the dance floor, I'm a man, doggone it, and I want to stay one.
Right. I build up a tough reputation working out horses at the fairgrounds every summer, and then bang, you turn me into a Buster Brown.
Well, I know how you feel. You feel the same way as I do.
I wish your father were alive. He'd turn all three of you across his knee and wail the daylights out of you. After I've spent every last cent he left us teaching you music, you go around blabbing you won't sing because you're men. What's the matter with you, men sing?
Well, if they're that kind of fellows, let them. I'll tell you, I'm not going to sing another lick.
That suits me fine. The whole thing is off.
Now, get this straight, all of you. As long as you can earn a nickel opening your traps, you're going to do it.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care. 'Cause I've got a pocket full of dreams, wonderful dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse. 'Cause I've got a pocket full of, I got a pocket full of beautiful dreams.
You wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots.
And I calculate that I am worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury. Though I'm not a millionaire, I never, never can, 'cause I got a pocket full of dreams. In golden rods. Lucky, lucky me.
No sevens, I can live in luxury.
'Cause I've got a pocket full of the grandest, the sweetest, the cutest, the neatest. I got to tell you, got a pocket full of one, a two. Got me a pocket full of beautiful dreams.
The Beebe family, always in trouble, always singing their troubles away. And from beginning to end, it's always Bing's fault. But now let's go musical again as we listen to Small Fry, one of the grandest character numbers in recent months. It was written by Hoagie Carmichael, author of Stardust, Lazy Bones, and such like. Bing, Fred, and Donald sing it for us. Bing as Pappy, Fred as Mammy, and Donald as Small Fry, his very own self.
Small Fry, strutting by the pool room. Small Fry, you should be in the school room. My, now you put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown-up high and mighty yet. Small Fry, dancing for a penny. Small Fry, counting up how many. My, now you just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You got your feet all soaking wet.
You're going to be the death of me yet.
Oh, me.
Oh, my.
Small Fry.
You call me Small Fry.
You is most infinitesimal, too big for your britches.
Now, you call me Small Fry.
Oh, looky here, shorter than me. I wonder where my switch is.
My. Now, I never heard such carrying on. Better look in the closet, Ma. I'll bet the gin is all gone.
Oh, yeah.
Small Fry, you was betting on the ponies.
Oh, you're just burned because I was winning. Some guy, he picks all the ponies.
My. Now, you just listen here to
me. I know. I ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. Let's have something new.
You got a pina colada in your pocket.
What happened to my wedding ring? Did you hock it?
Oh, yeah.
You signed your own report card last night.
Well, why don't you learn how to write? And then you'll be a real success.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh. Small Fry, now you kiss the neighbor's daughter.
Sure, I give a little smack of rubber, wise guy. You're the one who taught her.
Seems I should take you across my knee.
Now you ain't the biggest catfish in the sea.
Mom, I think I know what to do to this boy. That cast oil around here?
Why, he just slipped it in your beard.
Oh, me.
Oh, my.
Small Fry.
From Cinderella to star. From 5 and 10 cent store girl in Chicago to Hollywood fame. That's the true life story of charming Ellen Drew, who makes her starring debut in Sing You Sinners. As a result of her work in this picture, she immediately won an exciting chance for a leading role with Ronald Colman in Paramount's If I Were King. But now, to lovely Ellen Drew, Bing, all alone, sings Don't Let That Moon Get Away. And he does it sweet, hot, and swingy to suit all musical tastes.
It's one of those nights for adventure. We ought to be recklessly gay. Who knows what we'll find? So if you're inclined, don't let that moon get away. Your eyes have a way of revealing the thoughts that you really should say. Maybe romance, so while there's a chance, don't let that moon get away. Don't let this meeting adjourn, and don't be so ready to go. For now is the right time to learn what every young heart should know. These moments don't happen so often. Doesn't seem right to delay. If you feel it too, whatever you do, don't let that moon get away.
Hey, wait for me.
Moments don't happen so often. Doesn't seem right to delay. If you feel it too, whatever you do, don't let that moon get away.
With Bing swinging out alone, we come to the end of our preview of Sing You Sinners. But you'll meet the Beebe family again very soon when the picture is released. And then you'll recognize and love them for the old friends and neighbors they are. This radio preview of Sing You Sinners, starring Bing Crosby and Fred McMurray, and featuring Elizabeth Patterson, Ellen Drew, and Donald O'Connor, was produced in the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. This is Gene Whitman speaking.
A one, a two, a three, a four. Got me a pocket full of beautiful dreams.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.